Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Pushing buttons with my finger as the time goes by, keeps ticking on a screen unnaturally. If you go whispering in the night, hear birds sleeping where the stars shine bright.
Man, I don't know if you're digging this as much as everyone here in the studio is, but doggies. What happens when a Canadian troubadour and a German singer-songwriter decide to become musical partners? Well, this album, which is bathed in absolute beauty, proves that the result is a great partnership. Wonderful melodies, handsome vocal harmonies, and sublime instrumental interpretations make this album an absolute hit. David Celia is a freak show on guitar, along with Marla's Lush. Oh, sorry, I keep going. Marla's Lush, sometimes husky vocals. Such an interesting duet. David has 4 self-produced solo albums and tours frequently across Canada and throughout Europe, including memorable appearance at the Glastonbury Festival. Really, I just want to stop there. We want to tell you their website, Marla David Celia. Just type that into the Google, and you'll find it, because it's complicated after that. Marla, David, Celia, they join us live as we requested, basically. We yes. just really wanted you here, because it's our Valentine's month. It's our love month. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Canada.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Oh. Edelweiss.
Das ist Marla.
This is Marla.
Guten Tag.
What, you have phlegm? What? you just flew in 2 days ago.
That's right, from Germany. On Valentine's Day.
Well, that's very sweet.
Just to be on the show.
Yeah, I don't think so. Are you guys a thing? You're a couple? You kiss and stuff?
We do that.
Okay.
Even with cold sores.
Ew. How long have you been pals, David?
We're hitting the 4 years.
4 years.
This summer.
And is it? Do you live over there? Is it a long distance thing, or are you just back for a visit? I have so many questions. Marla, tell me everything about you. Go.
About me or us?
No, just well, yes.
Yeah. So we go back and forth. So doing music together helps quite a bit, because he would come over and then we tour, because Europe is more dense and we don't have to drive 9 hours from city to city to play for 20 people.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You feel a little bitter about that, but that's okay.
We drive a lot shorter distances to play for 5 people.
Well done. Yes.
Anyway, so he comes over.
Like 3 months on, 3 months off. Like,
right.
No, sorry, that's not true. 3 months here, 3 months there.
Yeah.
That's the average.
Okay.
So I go there or she comes
right,
here.
Right.
Yeah. Continent ping pong is what we do.
Continent ping pong.
Yeah.
Wow. That's heavy, man.
Worked on that for a while.
Very. How did you meet?
Tinder.
We met through a friend in Heidelberg.
Now I know why you dig her. She's quick and dry, baby. Quick and dry.
She's good. I know.
So how did you meet?
We met through a mutual friend, Tobias, Toby.
Okay.
And, he's in Heidelberg. So I was touring over there, and he put us together on a bill, and one thing led to another. Actually, a few years later, we met again. He put us together, and that's when the magic happened.
Why didn't it happen the first time, David?
Well,
it was just
passing ships in the night,
yeah.
I guess. But friends, I just, we got along.
Yeah. I was also 16 back then.
17 so. Or 16, I'm not sure. I remember her mom and dad and her little brother. And
I already thought he was really attractive that night.
Right.
Then that's
just
it.
Into,
that's
the, into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where it ended. Yeah. I thought he was really attractive. And then years later, he put us up together again. And then I was
She brought
old
me home
enough.
Through her parents.
Wow. Wow.
And then he invited me to record my album, my first album in Canada, and I was so into it.
Yeah. Too. Who made the first move?
I did.
Look at, he just leaned Definitely. Back and flicked his hair. It's like, yeah, she did.
I didn't know she was going
to
say that.
I think it's unfair that men always have to take care of that.
How German of you.
What? How German of me, yes, yeah. Yes.
It is. That's a it's a German woman thing, yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Achtung!
Yes.
Achtung.
Well, okay, I want to get right into your music because that's kind of the point of you being here. So could you tell us about this song? Could you set it up for us there?
This next song is called Lover of Mine, so it pretty much speaks for itself. It's one of our first songs that we created together.
Nice.
We thought we'd start with that.
Beautiful. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. I said again, I don't know why. It's the first time they've ever been live on the Drew Marshall Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Marla and David Celia.
My heart is not like those that like to roam around. When it gets hooked, it takes a seat and anchors down. Without regard to the future that exists in the mind, it's because of you, lover of mine.
It could be fortune or it could just be a sign. I guess it's this that happens when the stars align. What was is gone, what comes will come. This might just be our time. It's because of you, lover of mine. Turns me on to fantasize a life with you. We can make babies, buy a house with a mountain view. Consciously we realize the hill is far too high to climb to you, lover of mine.
Valentine's Day, even though it was last week. Okay, I have so many more questions now to follow up here. David.
Yes.
You are doing many different musical things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you stretched out past, I don't even know how to ask this. What's your pocket is what I'm really trying to get. Is this it? Is this who you really are? Like, I want to know who you really are, man. Are you like the dude that covers Pink Floyd songs? Are you the guy that is part of that band over there? Are you the guy that's part of this? Are you the European guitar master touring around? Mm-hmm. Are you the duet with your hot Fräulein? Like, what's going on?
It's kind of like Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now. I'm just in the moment, and the moment happens to be with this girl right now. And that's, I want to make music with her. I always just
she just fist pumped.
Yes. I want to do music, in whatever's coming my way. So it's always original, and then the cover thing is what I grew up on doing. Right, I was in a cover band all the time. So every once in a while, I've got to go get my yayas out, and this idea to do Pink Floyd's thing, The Wall. It's just really spontaneous.
Yeah,
and but I mean, I just love Pink Floyd, so I could probably do a few of their albums.
Yeah, you probably could.
And the Beatles, and I do cover things. We both do. I've got her involved with this, with some cover gigs too.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Branding use guys, Marla and David Celia, that makes it sound like you're married.
This is true.
We figured after it was printed that it sounds like we never thought of it that
it was simply
like
ladies
married.
First.
Really?
Yeah, and then it was like, oh. And then a couple people came up to us and said, are you guys married?
Yeah, congratulations.
Like, why? Why do you think that?
So beautiful.
Like Marla and David Celia. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a point.
Yeah.
She's got another name, actually. It's Marlene Winkler.
Wow.
Rhymes with Marlene.
Like the Fonz, man.
I was going to say.
It's cool over here, but it's not so cool in Germany, so.
The Fonz isn't cool in Germany?
No,
it's all about David Hasselhoff,
no,
isn't it?
It's about the name itself. Winkler is just a rather academic name. It doesn't sound very, it's just cool or something.
Right.
Oh, it also sounds, the whole name sounds very similar to the most famous German folk singer, which German folk is not very great.
No?
It's a lot of oompa oompa sound. So, and she's, she's in the top 10 of most earning female musicians in the world.
But the Oompa Oompa
the
girl?
The Oompa Oompa lady, but it's Helene Fischer, Marlene Winkler. People would start making fun of me.
Can you just say something in your language really mushy to David?
Oh,
really, like something you just, not, because people will be able to translate
and we're still on the radio.
I get it.
Yeah. okay, this is a little weird if my parents are listening, but.
Yep.
Okay, ich finde, du hast das schönste Lachen, weit und breit. How's that?
I don't know. How is that?
I think you have the most beautiful smile.
He does have a beautiful smile.
Right? It's pretty cute.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm starting to sweat here. It's a lot of attention.
Okay. Sorry about that. Pardon me. What do you want to say to your parents right now who are listening?
Hi.
So he gets, you have the most beautiful smile. Your parents get high.
Yeah. Well, I just left 2 or 3 days ago, and ever since I already told them 5 times that I love them. So.
Yeah, so that's covered.
Just one more time.
That's good. Right now, it's live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Marla and David Celia. No, they're not married, but they are in love. There is a European flavor to your music. It flashes me back to, like, 1950s France folk stuff. I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, but there's something over there that I can smell. Is that on purpose?
Probably without being conscious of it, because obviously so much great stuff came out of there.
Yeah.
And England, English folk.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it has that flavor, and I can't quite put my finger on it. It's like I want to use the word ethereal, the ethereal vibe kind of gets injected into the folk motif, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's actually, her mother's Spanish, so there's a bit of a Latin flavor to just being with her.
Little Chiquita.
She speaks fluently. You should get her to say something in Spanish.
Really? The only thing in Spanish that I can say is Camino de Santiago.
Cerveza.
It's cerveza, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I walked that a couple of years ago,
you
so
did. Yeah.
That was a
the
long
whole thing?
Walk. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,000 kilometers. Yep.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you guys could be like the troubadours on the
carrying the guitars.
Yes. Carrying the guitars. There's people that do that, but I listen to them and they're not good. okay, what are you guys going to do? What's your thing? What's your song?
Well, you actually introduced it pretty good by saying, these descriptions you made. This song is a quite the lovey-dovey song that I wrote when I was missing Dave. And I was back in Europe. He was here. And it has a little bit of that French vibe, maybe. It's called Warming Words. And it's off the new record.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Marla and David Celia.
Honey, you make me want to come close and lose myself in the mop above. Oh, yes, it's true. There
to the sky, and your hips up high. Oh, arming words in the morning, in the evening, in the night. That's right. The falling rain, wondering if you see the same drops too.
You know all that other stuff? Stuff. Now I'm German. Stoof. You know all that other stuff you do, David?
Okay, you're making fun of us.
Oh, sorry.
Jawohl.
All that other stuff you do, David, lose it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just for fun.
Just ridiculous. What do you want?
I didn't get the name of the song.
Maybe after the interview you could ask them. Or just come on in and ask now. Bring your paperwork and ask right now. Just step right in.
I just want to respect their artistic integrity and make sure they get
really,
paid
you think
by
that's what
CRTC.
You're doing right now?
Can I get the name of the song?
It's called Warming Words.
Warming Words.
Warming Words.
Are you going to ask her about writing in German or English? Which
go,
is better,
go away. Go
easier?
Away.
Easier?
Go away.
99 says Luftballon.
Thank you, Dr. Miller.
Can you believe that his father handled you?
He did. Indeed. Yeah. And when you know, when you say handled.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there. Wow. David, do you, is your family musical or is it just you and Mike? Does everyone else suck?
There is definitely a musical vibe. My dad, he likes to use two fingers on the organ and go, thirds. And But that's about it. Other than that, my older brother definitely got us started with an older cousin. Mm-hmm. Who's the best guitarist I've ever met in my life, Rob Zukovic. And then,
oh, wait, do I know that name?
Rob Zukovic, maybe. I don't know.
I've had so many people on this show, I can't remember. He wouldn't have been on the show, would he?
No, I don't think so.
All right, anyway, yeah.
But, and then we have an uncle, so my dad's brother, who was back in Croatia, who wrote songs on the electric guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and my younger brother, Mike.
Yeah.
He's 7 years younger. He got into music.
Yeah.
And that's
first guy to ever swear on our show.
Yes.
Yeah.
First guy to swear how many times?
Multiple times. I even held up a note. Yeah. Stop swearing. And I think he apologized with a swear word.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, actually.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. No, I really like Mike. He's a good guy. He came in. We were talking about this earlier. He came in first with A440, a vocal harmony kind of group. And then he came later and did a little solo thing. What's he doing? I don't want to talk too much about Mike, but what's he doing?
He's playing with Tanika Charles. He also plays with Diggin' Roots.
Okay.
And he does his own thing. We got a show coming up. I've I've asked them to do a gig with us at the Rivoli on the 24th of March.
So use guys, use two, which that's how we talk over here in Canada.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not really. You two and your brother will be, and where is this at again? At the Rivoli.
At the Rivoli on Queen Street, just near Spadina.
Yep. Yeah. And what date is it? I'm writing it down, man.
Sunday, March 24th.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Is that a just you guys playing, or are there other humans as well?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, the album features drums and bass, Don Kerr and Tim Jackson, and those guys aren't going to be in town. So okay. We've got a great surrogate band.
Okay. Who does your videos? Because your videos are really... There's that ethereal European thing again. It's a lot of throwback. Like, I'm old enough to look at those videos and go, wow, that's almost like home movies from back in the day for me. So...
Well, his dad was pretty good at filming lots of memories on 8mm, and it was a treasure box for me because I'm not from that time, so I wish I was. I cut some of these clips together. We filmed the wall. That's why it's low quality. We put it on the wall and filmed it because it's so expensive to
save money on transfer,
digitalize them. Yeah, so it's a little crooked here and there.
Yeah,
but it works.
Another video.
She did a great job of piecing that together.
Yeah, yeah.
Did another video with a camcorder where you can zoom in like super close.
Right.
And then we had a Toronto guy. We just put up flyers downtown to say, hey, maybe someone of you wants to make a video and use this for their portfolio, whatever.
Yeah.
One response.
And he did one of the videos on Toronto Island. His name is Dylan F. Budniewski. He's great.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's from Arizona. He's studying film here, and he shot the video for Daydreamers.
So good.
In one day.
So good, man. So good.
Hit him up.
Let's do another song, shall we?
Yes.
What are we doing? Who's going to take the lead on this one?
This is one that Dave wrote.
Uh-huh.
When you were away and I was missing her, I got up in the middle of the night and... Sometimes that would happen, and I'd wonder what she's up to, where she is, and why she's not thinking of me right now. Anyways.
To underline his cuteness, he sent me that song. He wrote it the night of Valentine's.
Yeah, and it actually
I woke up on Valentine's to the song, and I was like, oh.
Wow.
I did score.
Yeah.
And so I got up, it was 4 a.m, and I watched the Harry Nilsson documentary on Netflix. Anyway,
yes.
It might have influenced me. But
it might have, a little bit. Okay, and what's it called?
It's called Heart Like a Dove.
Heart Like a Dove. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to have these kids, these cool kids here in the studio, Marla and David Celia. You want to check them out online, marladavidcelia.com. Do I need to say all the other stuff? Wixsite.com. Music or what?
I think websites are half dead anyway, so.
They are half dead. So just throw in their names and you'll find them.
Find it. It's a Wix site.
Yeah.
It's free.
There you go. All right. Here they go, kids. I know you're going to like them.
Been in love
takes over your soul.
When it fills your bowl, you just want some more.
And when you're all alone,
might pick up the phone,
go through all the friends you know to see who might be home.
See, I've been married before, afraid of what's in store. So much can fit into the drawer until it all falls out. So now in love, had this feeling before.
Gonna give you everything I've got, and then I'll give you some more. Not saying it's impossible, just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the risk, cause it's open up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance. No, it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you through my wanna dance.
just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the rails, cause it's open up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance, even though it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you within my loneliness. People making some noise, drowning out your voice. Sometimes in this world you have no choice. Still in love, I'm gonna rise above. It doesn't matter what you do when your heart is like a dove's. Not saying it's impossible, just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the rails, cause it's open up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance, even though it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance.
Did it again, did it again. Seriously, one of these need to suck, right? One of the songs need to not be actually that good. What's interesting, it's not that interesting, but it's interesting to me, is both of you have your eyes shut for most of the songs. And I play guitar, but I have to stare at the fretboard like a stalker. And so for you to drop in that deeply and just immerse yourself in the music, I think is the ultimate thing that helps break down the fourth wall, which is why everyone I know loves you guys. Because you're able to grab a room ferociously.
We'll use that, if that's okay with you.
You can grab a room ferociously. Okay. Yeah. The other person I saw grab a room so quick was Sayida Babatalibe in her new rendition of herself, Sate. And when Sate came on stage and did a residency at Dakota, first night, it was like, okay, yeah. And I came back 4 weeks later, and the place was slammed and popping and sweaty and just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That's enough about her. Okay, let's move on to just a little bit more radio business one more time, and then I have some deep questions to ask.
Okay.
Are you ready for deep questions? I think you can handle it. Deep questions with Drew Marshall. It's a segment. I like that backtrack. That's going to be beautiful for that segment. I think every time we do that, Tim, we need to record that. And just deep questions with Drew Marshall.
Do the bear cat.
It's totally. Totally. All right. Are you ready? Would you rather... Who do I ask this of? I'm going to ask Marla this question. Marla, would you rather... No, I'm going to ask you both. Would you rather continue with your life or restart it?
Continue. Yeah. It's good.
David?
Definitely continue on.
That's because you're both in love with each other.
Blech. No regrets.
Would you rather have no one to show up for your wedding or no one show up at your funeral? Marla?
Oh, God. Funeral. It's already over. Don't waste your time coming.
True.
Don't waste your time coming.
If I was to
But
have
isn't
a
it more of a tribute as to who you are as a person? And
No, that was harshly said. But, I think you should, you know, my grandma, whenever she gives me money before, we don't see each other for a while, she always says to give it with warm hands. You know,
yeah.
And not after, okay, you know, now we get your money because you passed away. And
right. Hands is what you're saying.
That's what she's saying, giving it with warm hands while you're still there.
Wow.
So anything that's alive is, in a way, nicer, I guess.
I like this.
Yeah.
Where'd you find this one?
I
don't know. Haven't you been banging down?
Tim, would you rather know how you will die or when you will die? David.
I would say, no, I don't want to know. I don't need to know.
No, but which one? You have to choose one. Would you rather know how you will die or when you'll die?
Jeez, that's torturous.
Yeah, pick one. Pick one.
How?
How?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
If you know when, then you have a lot of racing to do with your mind, what you want to do before it happens. It's scary. I think how is more interesting. Then you can figure out how you can make it the most comfortable or something.
And you also can think you can, do avoid something about it.
Yeah.
Gives you something to do for the rest of your days.
Yeah. All right, now you can't ask these, Rachel, during the thing. I'm just going from the bottom. Would you rather speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals?
Whoa. Animals.
Animals. That's definitely more interesting.
Really?
I wonder, yeah, because, I often wonder what they talk
because
about.
Because you can still find out what people are saying.
Yeah, Google Translate. Easy buckets.
Easy buckets.
You get the new earbud.
Do you think there's a God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, you both said that really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like an anthropomorphized kind of God, sort of, you know, as humans, it says we're not supposed to make God in our own image, but we can't help but do it. That's what being a human is.
That's up to us, perspective.
Exactly.
Like a song, like what's that song about? It's up to you. You know, you can do whatever you want.
But why? What is? Where does this desire to believe that there is a creator, where does that come from? Does that come from a creative person because you're creative people? Did it come from, did you grow up with God stuff in your background? Did you have a moment in your life where you went, ah, you know what? Yeah, I really now think there is a God. What happened with you, Marla?
Well, I come from a fully Catholic family, both sides, Spanish and German side, and I guess it was just always around, so I never questioned it.
Yeah.
It's it wasn't super straight, but we used to go to church until, okay, we were enough kids to say, no, we don't want to go anymore, and we wouldn't, but we would still, you know, it's just part of our life, and I think we don't know exactly, we all have a similar feel about it. We don't know exactly what we think there is, but we think there's something. Or someone, and we like to believe in that, but we don't rely on it.
Right.
In a way, so we're pretty much open Catholic people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I just, I've always had that feeling, you know, since I was younger. And
it's
also
just been
raised
innate?
Catholic. Yeah. Being like, there was something about going to church when certain priests spoke, for example, or just when I met somebody that it had nothing to do with religion. When something comes through to you, then you just feel like there's some kind of greater love coming from somewhere. And I can't define it anymore. Sure, when I was a kid, I pictured God flying on a cloud or whatever.
Yeah.
But it ain't anything like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling, and I'm really glad I have it because I don't know how to, I don't know if I could give that to someone else. It's just a good feeling, you know, that we're loved.
I think proof that there's a God is your hair. Does he not have, you have the sexiest hair. He just flicked it back like a shampoo commercial.
It's because I like humor.
You remind me a little bit of a young Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
I've been compared to him once. It's an album cover of him at home where this artist, Rachel, cuts out vinyls, and she cut out one of Kenny Loggins and said, this one's for you. It reminds me of you.
That's funny.
But I don't look like him, I don't think.
No, I don't know. I just thought I'd
get looks it. A little more like Chewbacca's son or something.
Would you stop it?
Okay.
Can we do another song?
We could.
Because
I
love this. And I want everyone to go to this gig of yours. I wrote down that it's at the Rivoli on March 24th. Did I happen to get that right? Yep.
That's correct. We're going to do Carry It On. It's the first track of the album. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they go to your website and they can just get this album anywhere.
Yeah.
iTunes, all the usual places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bandcamp is where it supports the artist, I think, the most.
Yeah. Oh, it does, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
That's when we send it out. We bring it to the mail.
Marla and David Celia, the album is Daydreamers. Great shot at the front, man. Really good shot. That looks like almost the Redwoods in California, but it's not.
It's Heidelberg, Germany.
That's what I meant.
Those are also mammoth old trees.
They are.
In that forest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Similar
Beautiful.
To the Redwoods.
All right, their last song on the show. We're heading out with Marla and David Celia. Have fun, kids.
Your sorrows go. Get on your wheels, ride down the road. As the leaves fall, the summer is gone. Colors so playful, green, yellow, and gold, but not for too long. Winter's too cold. If you have a will, carry it on.
Millions of people are losing their way, forgetting the words the prophets would say. True things have changed and we have to move on. Their spirit still lives, it will never be gone.
Beautiful. Man, that is a solid ending right there.
Thank you.
Dude, that is a transportable song. Holy. I'm usually better with words. Like, I work in the word industry. I'm just... Because I got lost in that song, guys. I'm actually not happy you ambushed me with that last tune. I got all floaty, man. Stink. I might have to come to this gig. I hate leaving the country. Do you guys live in the city?
Yeah. Oh, in Mississauga.
Right. That's not really the city, though.
Kind of close to the border, so it's really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Mississauga rules.
I should have mentioned this before, but we've been live streaming on Facebook, but all of our Facebook fans would know that. If you missed today's live Facebook stream, we save it. You can go watch it later. We also have a couple of great camera guys here in the studio who are going to put it all together and edit it down to a 20-minute highlight reel, and we'll post that on our social media. So if you want to see the good quality stuff, that'll be on DrewTube a little bit later in the week. See what we did there?
It's hilarious.
So original, too. Yeah. Thank you very, very, very much. This was really good for my soul today, guys. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I don't want to sound as mushy as I'm sounding, so I'm going to stop talking.
It's a very warm environment here, so I really enjoyed it. And it's hilarious. You guys are hilarious.
Did you see the drippage going down my head? It was not like a... All right, listen, a short break on our show. Is the CD...
Yes, it's called Where Are You?
Oh, there we go. Tim's on it, man. Where Are You is the next track we're going to head out with for these guys.
Don't even know what I've done since you've been gone. I know I'd be you.